We've all heard about the fate of the children at the U.S.-Mexico border. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Anne Rochelle, professor of sociology at SUNY New Paltz, looks at this sensitive situation.
The massive surge of unaccompanied minors from El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala is a humanitarian crisis. Beginning in 2011, the U.S. government reported a dramatic rise in the number of unaccompanied children crossing the southwest border of the Rio Grande. U.S. foreign policy and the ravages of civil war in the region during the 1980s have contributed to the socioeconomic conditions underlying this crisis. Extreme poverty, malnutrition, sexual violence, gang violence, and family reunification are the primary reasons these children are fleeing their homes. Many of these kids are re-victimized or trafficked on their journey from Central America to the United States. Female migrants make the journey knowing they will likely be raped. Unaccompanied migrant children are in desperate need of medical and mental health services when they arrive in the U.S. When migrant kids are apprehended at the border, they're placed in shelters for approximately 3 months before being reunited with family or placed in foster care. Once they're released to family members, unaccompanied minors have limited access to physical and mental health care. Navigating the morass of social services is exacerbated by language barriers, lack of transportation, and undocumented immigration status. Given the enormous trauma suffered by these kids, the lack of services is devastating. Migrant children need long-term mental health care to alleviate their trauma and medical care for malnutrition, untreated illness, and physical harm. The first step toward meaningful social policy is to provide bilingual medical and mental health care for these unaccompanied minors.
That was Anne Rochelle of SUNY New Paltz. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.